Governor Kristi Noem is defending her comments about several major cities in the U.S. during her speech at the Republican National Convention last night. Protests are occurring in several cities across the country in response to several black people getting shot and killed by police. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Noem draws parallels between President Trump's first term and two prior presidents, James Madison and Abraham Lincoln. She points to Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln, who led the country through the Civil War. She says a young Lincoln lamented a country that increasingly ignored the rule of law. She points to nationwide protests and riots in the wake of black people being shot and killed by police.
It took 244 years to build this great nation, flaws and all. But we stand to lose it in a tiny fraction of that time if we continue down the path taken by the Democrats and their radical supporters. From Seattle and Portland to Washington and New York, Democrat-run cities across this country are being overrun by violent mobs. The violence is rampant.
Noem says the Republican Party has a centuries-long commitment to individual rights and self-governance. The chair of the South Dakota State Democratic Party says he's disappointed in Noem's speech. Randy Seiler says she had the chance to put the spotlight on positive aspects of South Dakota. Instead, he says she followed the Trump party line and blamed Democrats.
And basically taking a doomsday approach to an election strategy in November. Democrats, on the other hand, last week during their convention, talked about light and positive and change and hope and helping people and compassion and integrity and outreach and inclusiveness.
Seiler says he didn't hear any of that in Noem's speech. Noem says Trump will fight for the common American if reelected. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.